Congressional Republicans are announcing a new initiative meant to empower blacks. Members of the Republican leadership announced the initiative yesterday, along with funding for renovating the Washington home of abolitionist Frederick Douglass. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Frederick Douglass was born a slave in 1818. After breaking free in his 20s, teaching himself to read and write, after marrying a free woman and having children, after running a major leg of the Underground Railroad and giving famous lectures on abolition, Frederick Douglass bought this beautiful white house with a wraparound porch on the highest hill in Anacostia, one of Washington's historically black neighborhoods. From the porch and the sloping front lawn, scholars and community leaders look straight across the Anacostia River to the Capitol building. That's where today's visitors to the Frederick Douglass House have come from. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, and other Republican leaders of both the House and Senate have come to announce they will sponsor new funds for renovation of the Frederick Douglass home. House Speaker Hastert.
I'm proud to announce the United States Congress will provide the National Park Service nearly $1 million to help complete the renovation of this national treasure.
Hastert said Douglass is an important historical figure to the United States and specifically to the Republican Party.
The values and principles that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln worked so hard for in the 1880s are the same values and principles that we are fighting for as a party and a government and a country and a nation today.
But some in the Republican Party say it's having a difficult time getting its message to resonate with black voters. In fact, there are no black Republican members of Congress and few minority Republican staffers. So the leadership is now actively looking for ways to change that. Republican leadership offices in the Capitol are specifically collecting resumes from minority applicants. Earlier this week, Senator Frist commemorated a site in downtown Washington where a new Martin Luther King Jr. memorial is to be built. And yesterday's Frederick Douglass event gave Republicans an opportunity to unveil a new agenda they say will empower African Americans to achieve the American dream. Senator Frist called it fulfilling America's promise.
It stresses healthy children. It stresses safer schools in safe neighborhoods and jobs with dignity. That Republican agenda is one that we celebrate again as we are with you today.
After their statements, the lawmakers toured the inside of the Frederick Douglass House. Much of it is in extreme disrepair with broken windows and water-stained plaster. The Reverend Willie Wilson, a Baptist minister and local Democratic politician, said he prays the new Republican interest will serve as a springboard to the restoration of dozens of other African-American monuments around the nation that are also in disrepair. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.